Let's talk about dance. Tanztheater calling. Welcome to our podcast and our first episode, Sweet and Sour. My name is Mark Wagenbach and I'm delighted to welcome Bettina Wagner-Bergelt. Hi, Bettina.
Hi.
Since 2019, you are artistic director of the Tanztheater Wuppertal-Pinner Bausch, worked before as dramaturg, cultural manager, curator, and from 2000 to 2016, deputy director of the Bayerisches Staatsballett in Munich. What does dance mean to you?
Not an easy question. For me, dance came more or less like a surprise into my artistic life. I studied and I was absolutely convinced that I will go to work with literature a lot. And actually, the initial encounter with performing arts was opera when I was 16 and decided that I have to work with performing arts once I'm grown up and finished my studies. And then I came to Frankfurt to the Theater am Turm, which was at that time the first theater meant to be there only for fringe groups, for fringe productions from all over the world. So we had everybody there from Julian Beck and Judith Malina from Living Theater and La Mama Theater Group, Ping Chong, Meredith Monk, people like that. It was really exciting. And I found out that all these groups, in a way, had a very open view towards interdisciplinary work, and that dance was in the middle of it in a way, and very innovative also at that time. It was William Forsythe's first year at the Opera House in Frankfurt, so I used to go there, see his rehearsals, and I know him from then on. And I went to Wuppertal to see Pina's work, so these were the two poles I grew up with, and I think dance still has this quality for me that it reacts very directly and very authentically to changes in society, and because it always deals with the body. I think it's a very clear, how do you say, Gradmesser?
Measurement or indicator.
Indicator, that was the word. It's a very clear indicator, very authentic indicator for our state of life.
Maybe to go back a little bit, what was your initial idea, or why did you want to go to theater or be involved with dance? Because you were talking about when you were around 16, so...
Yeah, I mean, that's really an initial encounter. I saw Il Ritorno d'Ulisse in Patria by Monteverdi, and I think it was this transfer of information in an artistic process. It was a very special moment that I can't describe really, but I was so full of this music and these singers and the whole ambience of this performative act that I was absolutely sure when I came out of the opera house, that's going to be my professional life. I want to go for it. I was always a person, I started reading with, I don't know, 10 or something, really big novels. And so I was into literature anyway. And I think this is also something that later led also to Pina, because it has a lot, her work has a lot to do with literature, more maybe than with other arts like music or...
That's interesting. Why do you think so?
Because her way of transforming the dramaturgy has a lot to do with contemporary literature. And was, I think literature was first, if you think of Berlin Alexanderplatz, the novel, which already works with these fragments and with going back and forth in the narrative of the novel. That all happened already in literature 50 years before. And then certainly Pina started with it, taking things apart, repeating not only sentences, but whole scenes, giving motives from one person to the other, relate to things that were in the piece somewhere hidden, and then suddenly you saw it again. She made it bigger, like in film, like a headshot of somebody. And we just did Macbeth, and there it's the whole way of creating pieces in a totally new way. I mean, Macbeth is really like an image of that. It's an incarnation of what she was thinking of, this way she created the characters, the women who are all the victims and at the same time manipulative, frustrated, because also sexually frustrated, manipulating the men and then suffering at the next moment. And this is all something that Pina invented. And I think in literature it was there all these levels that you read when you read a novel.
Yeah, it's interesting because you also had it in film, huh? Like this film collage, this fragmentation, so
absolutely.
This really like falling apart from reality that you have a constructing different elements.
And so. I think Pina was the first to really implement it into dance and into the performative arts. And that for me was something like a totally new vision of art also. So I decided very early, like in 81 or something, to go much more into the dance and performance field and in this interdisciplinary work, also with visual arts involved and film and everything. And
I mean, we're now living in a time which is very like recognized by social crisis or fragmentation. I mean, we have COVID-19. And we had like the Black Lives Matter movement, we have Friday for Future. So our society is really in a state of instability, but different dynamics coming together. So why do you think dance still is important when we have so fundamental changes within our global society?
I think that dance is important because it still deals with the body, and the body is involved very much in all these things. It's involved in COVID-19 because suddenly we find out how important the physical closeness is, the physical coziness also with people, feeling, being together in a room with other people, not only seeing each other, talking to each other, but feeling each other, touching each other. Suddenly that's all forbidden. And now because of the lack of it, we find out how important it is and how lonely we become when we have to stay alone in the house and just talk through the Zoom or something. Or it shows how important the physicality of each of us is as a human being. I mean, everything that Black Lives Matter movement, I mean, it's all about physicality. It was one of the most cruel attacks by a white person to a black person. He just stopped him to breathe. And this guy was there saying, I can't breathe anymore. And it's something very physical. And I think all these things show that we are really physical beings that have to deal with our physicality, and also how people attack it and try to stop it. And I think that's something that we have to deal with the whole time now. And it's not new, of course, it has always happened. But there are times, as you say, where you feel it very, very, like every day and every second, how important it is.
I think it's also interesting because also with this Black Lives Matter movement and by a lot of things who came up, or collective trauma, let's say, then things about racism and xenophobia, and that they also were part of a structure. And that there was a particular structural power involved. And I also know that especially the Tanztheater is also in a process of transformation. How could you describe this?
Well, of course, it's a very huge subject because all the European history deals with, I mean, it's based on colonialism and on exploiting other countries, other people, and especially Africa as a continent. But on the other hand, I think in Europe, we have really started on this discussion now on post-colonialism, and we have to deal with it. We did this art meetings, which were not only about art, or let's say maybe they were about art, but we involved all kinds of topics. And racism was one of it. After Mr. Floyd had been killed, we started this discussion on racism and what does it mean. And Pina started very early in the 70s, and I really think at that time she was one of the first to have a diverse company. And at that time, it was a statement, and I think it's still a statement, although now we have Shermin Langhoff in Berlin, who has various ensembles, also with refugees, and Munich Kammerspiele, and a lot of other, Bremen, I know, have a diverse company in the meantime. So it was a development that Pina started in a way, and she started a lot of other innovative developments without being especially political, but she just did it because she felt there is a need for it. And she was interested in people from all over the world, and she did all these collaborations with countries from all over the world. I think she was one of the first who understood that this is the future.
Do you see, let's call it responsibility, but also as such a well-known European company who is really like was the export article, so they're one of the most supported companies by the Goethe Institute.
Absolutely. I think all the artists have the responsibility because we are, in a way, also a very representative part of society because we go on stage. It is a statement to have a company like that. And what it tells is, in a way, this is our reality. That's the society as it is today. And we cannot pretend to have only white people in our country. That's long over. And I don't know, 20 years ago, we were still talking about we are not an immigrant country, which was stupid at that time. And definitely it's stupid today to say something like that. And I think it gives examples for people how we can live together in a diverse society. And I think the next step is to have people of color and people from other countries with another cultural background also in all the important, relevant positions in the theaters. Up to now, it's more, we see these people more on stage, but not in the administration. And I think step by step, it should really go like through all the various levels, departments, areas of the society to make sure we're really a diverse country and we have a place for everybody's position and view towards our reality, towards our life.
How could you describe the transformation process in which the Tanztheater is at the moment? So what are you doing, or which problems or issues are you facing?
Well, at the moment, it's more of an artistic subject, indeed, because we have this heritage of 44 pieces of Pina Bausch that we have to deal with. We have to bring them on stage. We have the obligation and the responsibility to find a way to perform them also in the next 20, 30 years. The Pina Bausch Zentrum will open in 2027 or 2026. So the discussion is very much about how do we deal with this heritage. And it's not so easy because Pina's work is special, because it contains a lot of personal contribution of every member in the company at that time. So you have to really give your experience, your stories, your contribution to the pieces, also to the young generation, and find a way to keep these pieces as authentic and real and alive, in finding a way to at the same time keep the content of the pieces, but also give every new performer the freedom to fill them with their own personality and with their own view towards life and their own tempo and perception of what these pieces are. And that's not an easy way to go. And we are in a transformation process because we have still half of the company who is older, between 49 and 65, and the other half who's between 25 and 40. And there are a lot of people who still work with Pina, and the other half has never met her. So this process is very sensible and sensitive, and we have to go on with the discussion how we deal with these questions, how to lead Pina's work into the future. I think the most important thing is to really look at them as pieces of art and treat them as pieces of art that have become independent also from their creator, because Pina is not there anymore. And I think it's the same thing as looking at a painting, maybe. You don't have to consider what the painter, in which situation he was, or what he might have thought about the topic. You look at the picture and then you see something in it, and you have to find out, what is it? And is it still important to me? And why is it important to me? And how can I present it in a way that there is still a communication between this piece on stage and me as a spectator of maybe, I don't know, 20 years old or something? And this is a very difficult, but at the same time, very interesting and challenging process for everybody in the company, and also for me as the artistic director.
And why do you think heritage is important? And we don't just forget?
Yeah, I was always interested in history. And I think we cannot think about the present without knowing something about our history. I'm not so sure that we really learn from it, but it helps us understand things that go on in the present, I'm absolutely sure. And I think that some moments that I personally lived through, like seeing a piece from the 19th century, maybe a very beautiful performance of Swan Lake or something, with an incredible artist as the Black Swan or the White Swan, it's something that I don't want to miss. I want other people to see that. in this quality and in this sort of transformation that happens to you. It's something like a magical moment sometimes. And I think if I count them in my life, they may be between 15 and 20 in 35 years of watching dance and performing arts. And I think other people should see that too. I just want them to see that, to experience a piece like Dance by Lucinda Childs or a special piece of Cunningham. And I think it's a pity to say, well, it was there, but, you know, it's all over. It's only on video. So I think this performed heritage, really a live performance on stage, is still an incredible experience for everybody. And it's also very special in this contemporary times where we have a lot of experience through virtual tools and not authentic experience anymore. And dance for me belongs to this sort of very strong, very kind of impact that the stage can have. And I think Pina's work in a way put some thoughts and some things into the world that other people, they should see it, and to keep it in a shape that you can still, yeah, put it on stage and have other people experience it and find a sort of also enlightenment in it about how people deal with each other, what is possible, also the utopian potential of art. That's something wonderful, and that's why I think we should deal with the heritage and with the past. And in dance, it's pretty new. The dance historians, mm-hmm. I think, at the university we have since, well, I don't know, for 20 years or something, and there are not so many still. So I think it's very, very important to find out that dance has a history.
But maybe also to come back a bit in the sense of what is important for you, because we were talking about the transformation processes. What do you think are ingredients or is important for an artistic process? Or what did you figure out also in your discussions or in the way of communications you had with the company or together, what is important?
I think the most important thing is that you're absolutely curious, that you still don't take anything for granted, not in the pieces of Pina. There's nothing really well known. You have to face them every time you look at them or you work on them. You have to take them as something totally new. And every situation has to be something that you have to invent in this moment. And I think that's the most important thing. It was always the most important thing also in creative processes that I've gone through with artists that I worked with in my life. And there were a lot. And I think this curiosity and having no fear to experience something that, well, might question you or something, this is something that's very important for an artistic process. And when I came 1.5 years ago, I really thought that this company is very privileged, because Pina was a very adventurous person in this sense and always tried new ways, new possibilities of how people can work together. I think that's something that we should keep.
Do you think to be privileged can make lazy?
Yes. And also to be successful is a big challenge. And sometimes you maybe take it too easy, because people always applaud, especially here in Wuppertal. We have a wonderful public. They love Pina's work. I think that's even more of a reason to really look very carefully. What are we doing? How are we handling it? And not become lazy in saying, oh, but it works. It's successful. We are invited all over the world.
What would be your wish to maybe create a new connection to the audience, or a kind of new dialogue, or enhancing or enriching this dialogue?
I would love to have a young public, indeed, to have young people find the importance of seeing Pina's work and not taking her as a historic phenomenon. And I think this means that we really have to, maybe it depends also on the performers, because when we did Blaubart, I think a part of the success was also that we had all these young people on stage, and that suddenly it showed that young people can do it, that you don't have to study Pina for 20 years in order to be able to do it on stage, but that young people could do it. The same experience was in Munich when we did For the Children of Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. There were classical trained dancers. They had done a lot of contemporary work, but never done any Pina piece, and they've never talked on stage. But they were worked with very carefully, and then after, I don't know, a couple of months, they were fantastic on stage. And I think this also gives a sort of identification of the public with the people on stage and makes it less historic and more contemporary. And I think this is a way to involve people. And also, of course, this communication with the young public, with projects, teaching them penis choreographies and all these workshops that we do and the education programs.
What does it mean to be honest on stage for you?
Well, I think that's something that Pina indeed invented. She stopped doing a representative sort of art on stage. She wanted the people to be honest, which meant they had to be themselves. They had to not play, not act, not pretend, but be themselves in the moment they have a dialogue or they do a movement, to really be in this moment and don't pretend anything, don't have this sort of representative level in between the public and the piece. And I think that was indeed one of the big steps that she did. And to recreate that on stage with pieces that are being done for 35 years, for 20 years, for 10 years, is one of the hardest things to do, because you have to learn a role, but at the same time, the young people who do it are asked to be authentic, to be themselves.
So you think you have to learn to be honest again?
Yes. To be honest and free of experience, in a way really like empty, a word that an artist used last week that we worked together on the recreation of the Stück mit dem Schiff, the piece with the ship. She said that there has to be an emptiness, which means without experience, you just go and do it. And that's it. And you're honest in a way. You create the situation the moment you do it. And you don't refer to something you know already or you repeat. And that's really, it's very challenging and very interesting to work on. But I'm not sure that it really works. Yeah, it's a question. And we're trying to work on that.
To start again.
Start again. Mm-hmm. Or as Pina said, don't stop asking. And that's the most important approach to her work.
So maybe as a last question and to round it up, what would be a function of art or of dance for you for the 21st century to give you an easy question? Well, to the end?
I think it has to be something like a laboratory. I saw this in your festival, actually, the Tanzrauschen Festival. I saw this first documentation that Alain Platel showed us about a workshop where he did research on how violence starts, how it's been created between people. And he had this scene that two people were in the room and one starts to undress the other. And this person doesn't want to be undressed, and the same the other way around. So they sort of started fighting. First it was very politely and very like playful, and then it got more and more violent because it got more existential. I think this shows very much how important dance and the physicality of dance can be, also in research about a very, very important and basic phenomenon in our society and how it works. I think never go back to this representative function of dance like in the 19th century, which we have in Germany. There are companies that just do circus-like virtuosity and to show how you can throw your legs to the ears and that's it. But I think we have to really go on researching this physicality and what it means also in an historical and political context.
Bettina, thank you very much for this talk and for the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you.